Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Normally, the Queen cutting back her schedule would be the lead, but an article in the Washington Post has the attention of royal watchers. The Post tells of a report by Twitter analytics provider Bot Sentinel, which indicates Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were the target of a coordinated hate campaign on that platform, bolstering the couple's claim of widespread harassment. The Post reports that after analyzing 114,000 tweets related to Harry and Meghan, Bot Sentinel identified 83 accounts that it alleges were behind 70% of the more virulently anti-Sussex tweets. The accounts had more than 187,000 combined followers and had the potential to reach 17 million other Twitter users, the report estimated. Some of the tweets used coded racist language, according to Bot Sentinel, which said that Meghan, who is biracial, was the subject of about 80% of the harassment. The pattern that emerged from how these accounts interact with one another was not organic, the report said, suggesting a coordinated effort to amplify harassment of the royal couple. Most of the hate tweets appeared to be generated by humans, said Bot Sentinel chief executive Christopher Bowsey in an email. We looked for automated accounts and found very little evidence of bot activity. Representatives for Harry and Meghan could not immediately be reached for comment early Wednesday. Four of the 55 primary accounts pinpointed by Tuesday's report have been suspended for violating the platform's policies, according to a Twitter spokesperson. But the company said it found no evidence of widespread coordination, the use of multiple accounts by single people or other platform manipulation tactics. Bowsey said there was an observable drop in the activity targeting Meghan and Harry shortly after his report was published. If the activity had been organic, we wouldn't have witnessed such a sharp decrease in that short period of time, he added. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by the new podcast, Where the Living Meet the Dead. On Where the Living Meet the Dead, raconteur Robert Edgerly tells ghost stories in one of our favorite ghoulish cities, Savannah, Georgia. Robert has curated tales that are a mixture of myths, murders, and suspense that takes your imagination winding down the cobblestone streets of one of the oldest and most curious of cities. Where the Living Meet the Dead is available now wherever you get your podcasts. ITV reports the Queen's decision to cancel her attendance at COP26 is a big blow for the Prime Minister and the organisers of next week's big UN climate change summit in Glasgow. The Queen's appearance at the World Leaders' Reception on Monday, the 1st of November, might even have been a reason for some leaders attending in person. Others think that the respect she commands on the world stage might have encouraged some countries to sign up to the dramatic cuts in carbon emissions. Royal sources say the Queen hopes no one will use her withdrawal as a reason to not attend. She will also contribute in the best way she now can, via video link. She wants COP26 to be a success, and we are told she wants to see meaningful actions. But the work of the royal diplomacy, in whatever form you see it, will now fall to Prince Charles, who will be the most senior member of the royal family present. The Queen's health has clearly dictated the decision and follows her doctor's orders last week to rest after the tests she underwent overnight in hospital. ITV News political reporter Shahab Khan adds, "This is a monarch who is not used to letting people down when it comes to attending important events in her diary. She did manage to hold some virtual audiences on Tuesday with two incoming ambassadors, which she did remotely from Windsor Castle. And Buckingham Palace sources hint that she might undertake some similar light duties this week, including a phone call on Tuesday night with the Chancellor Rishi Sunak ahead of the budget. But it does now seem that after a busy October schedule, which many acknowledge was a lot for a 95-year-old woman, her most senior staff are now putting her health before duty. Page Six's sources say the Queen will no longer do official events solo to make sure another royal is on hand in case she has to cancel over future health scares. While she was back on light duties from home in Windsor Castle, the royal family has started a new working model to make sure the aging monarch is no longer scheduled to appear at events on her own. By having at least one other senior royal already scheduled, it gives the famously stoic Queen the chance to cancel if needed without disappointing the public with a complete royal no-show." A source tells Us Weekly, "The Queen says she's fine and doing well, but she said that before, so naturally the family is concerned. They'd been urging her to take it easy for months. Despite her family worries, Elizabeth kept on with her busy schedule because she hates people fussing over her, per The Insider. However, the recent turn in her health has her considering taking on a lighter load. She's not a quitter and will continue working, but is handing over some of her duties to Prince Charles and Prince William," the source tells us. "She's preparing them to take over." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.